This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So you might have heard that this movie is out at the cinemas.
A letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow.
You're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something.
You know, this isn't a good idea.
It's crazy, but this is all I got.
Got a fire going inside if you want to warm up.
Mackenzie Allen Phillips. I've been looking forward to this.
Do I know you?
Not very well, but we can work on that.
That's The Shack. Now, Laura had a chance to catch up with the director for The Shack, Stuart Hazeldine.
What was your connection to faith going into the story of The Shack?
Well, I was brought up in a Christian family. I went to church, and my parents said to me at 12 years old, you know, we brought you up the best way we can, but you've got to decide if this is for you. We're not going to tell you what you want to believe. And they really modeled faith in a positive way to me as a living relationship with God, and not as just a dry set of rules you have to follow so God won't zap you. And I found that a positive thing, and I wanted to continue in that. So I did. So, you know, faith has been a big thing in my life, and filmmaking's been a big thing in my life, and it was just... it was a great thing that an opportunity came along where I could combine both of those things.
Mm. And portraying God on screen, that's a pretty big challenge given the mixed backgrounds of your audience, and even, I imagine, making sure that your portrayal didn't come across too corny or too trite. How did you want God to be seen in The Shack?
Well, really, it's really about the relational aspect of God. You know, God is Trinity is what allows us to say that God is love. If God is just a single being, and there are no humans, no angels, no nothing, it's very hard to say God is love, because love only exists where a relationship exists. But when you have three, you have love flowing between them. You have like the original Holy Family, and we as human beings are invited into that circle of relationship. And I thought that was what was exciting about the movie, is that this loving Trinity invite an angry, questioning, frustrated human being in, and he spends a weekend slowly being warmed by that love to the point where he actually begins to see them as friends instead of the people who are trying to cause pain in his life.
Yeah.
And I love the transformational aspect of that. So I just thought that the portrayal of God as a loving mother/father and the therapeutic aspect of the movie fascinated me, because it really is a therapy movie. Only your shrink isn't Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. Your shrink is God.
Yeah, himself. And you don't have to pay nearly as much for the session.
Exactly, it's free.
And you mentioned there that the motherly side of God, and obviously Octavia Spencer playing Papa, that initially when the book came out, having God as a woman was a bit controversial. Why do you think that William P. Young chose the female expression of God?
I think there were a couple of reasons. When he was growing up, I think he actually did have an experience of knowing a black lady who was very kind and compassionate to him, and that stayed with him. And then when I think he was coming up with a way of portraying God in the book, he just wanted to question people's assumptions. There was a whole range of assumptions that we have about God, about how God might look and how God might act. And so there were a lot of things in the book that he just wanted to sort of question and sort of shake you up a bit, really. And so I guess in portraying God, it was like, do you really think God is a white guy with a white beard? You know, like, does that come from the Bible, or does that just come from like centuries of art, you know, of like white guys in Italy imagining the way God looks? And so it's not saying that God is a black woman. It's just saying that God isn't anything that we can really represent. So why can't God represent a bit of all of us? So we have God as an African-American woman. We have Jesus as an Israeli-Jewish guy. The Holy Spirit is an Asian woman. There's a male Papa at one point in the movie who is Native American. And there's a representation of wisdom who's kind of on God's team, who's Hispanic. Mm. So it was important to us to represent, for all of us, to be able to see something of ourselves in God. You know, there's no sort of gender, no racial type who isn't connected to God or isn't a reflection of the image of God.
For you as the director, what kind of symbolism were you trying to create for The Shack?
Well, you know, I was mostly going with what Paul had set up, which is that the metaphor of The Shack is it's the house that we build for our own pain. You know, we all get stuck at some point in our lives, you know, with loss and with pain, and, you know, different people get depressed for different reasons. But when we do, it gets very easy to build a little house around it and to stay in it, and to not go out and interact with anyone else. So I kind of like, I love the metaphorical power of this horrible crappy shack being turned into a beautiful cabin full of laughter and love by God. I just thought that's an amazing thing that God can sort of take your lemons and make lemonade. And so I just really went with that. You know, there were other elements of symbolism in the movie. I was very keen to push the section with wisdom and this big rock and cave that Matt goes inside, the symbolism of the fact that he's going inside his own heart. Jesus says, you know, I can't go with you. This is a path only you can take. Why? Because Max having to go inside his own heart and confront his own judgmentalism. And the process of doing that turns it from this cold, stony, echoey cave into a warm place of light, and living water runs out of it. And it's just an opportunity to have a lot of metaphor, because you're, Mac is meeting God in a place that isn't entirely heaven or earth. It's a sort of upper world, you know, somewhere in between.
I'm going to have to watch the film again, knowing all this symbolism. Like the cave scene, that is phenomenal. So I'm going to have a second look at that for sure. But one of the other questions I wanted to ask you was, Sam Worthington and Octavia Spencer, they've both said how cathartic the experience of making the film was. Was it like that for you as well on set?
Yeah, when I had a moment to reflect. When you're the director, you're like the eye of the storm and everything is going on. But yeah, I think I had a lot of time to think about it and plan it before we made it. And I think I actually had, you know, a lot of time after we finished the movie. I think I, when I was sort of making the movie, I felt like I understood the heart of the movie. But there were many questions that I had, you know, coming from my church background of like, you know, I said to the author that I definitely believe that it demonstrated God's heart towards his creations. But whether it portrayed his full character or not, I wasn't 100% sure, and he just said, that's cool, man, you're on a journey. And when I had a bit of time to myself during the editing process, I probably read more widely about theology than I have since I was a teenager. And I kind of ended up in the place of saying, you know what, I think actually it does really put across the full character of God. But I was just doing it on faith, and making the movie was a leap of faith, and I kind of understood why afterwards.
And I mean, Mac learns a lot from God. It's that dream moment where you're going through something terrible in life and you really get that face-to-face opportunity with God. For audiences that are going to watch The Shack as well, and much like Mac in the movie, what do you think they are going to learn about dealing with grief and relating to God in that place?
Well, I think the central message of the movie is that, you know, the classic lesson of no man is an island, that the only way to get unstuck and to get out of periods of sort of overwhelming grief is through relationship. And for some people, that'll be their relationship with God. For other people, it'll be their relationship with their spouse or family or friends. But that you can't do it alone. You know, sometimes you just, we need each other. We need each other to pull each other out of the mud. That's what Mac realizes, is he gets stuck in the great sadness and he cuts himself off emotionally from his wife and from his kids, and he stops being a functional husband and father. And it takes an encounter with a loving God to warm him to the point where he can put down his anger and judgmentalism and his sadness and just let all that go and sort of come back to the world and come back to his life. And so I hope that people who have experienced that or are experiencing that will just be encouraged to reach out.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.